This week, we're taking a look at some Senate races that are expected to be competitive in November, and today, Louisiana. It's the one state where an incumbent Democrat is seen as vulnerable. That Democrat is Mary Landrieu. She's a moderate in her second term, and she has a powerful family name. Her father, Moon Landrieu, was mayor of New Orleans, and her brother, Mitch, is Louisiana's lieutenant governor. Her opponent is Republican John Kennedy. He is the state treasurer, and he recently switched parties to become a Republican. We're joined from Baton Rouge by John McGinnis, who writes the newsletter Law Politics. John, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Melissa.
And help us understand why Mary Landrieu is in trouble this year.
Well, she's got everything going for her, or should. She has twice as much money. She's seen as a centrist. She's done a lot of, she has a good record as in the recovery of getting things for Louisiana.
Recovery after Katrina, you're talking about?
That's right, and Rita. But the polls show this race being fairly close. And I think I attribute a lot of that to there's just a built-in resistance to Mary Landrieu. The further away you go from New Orleans, the more problems she has, because she's seen as a New Orleans Democrat, and that still doesn't go over in western and northern parts of the state where polls show Kennedy leading.
Would New Orleans then be the base of Mary Landrieu's support typically?
Oh, absolutely. That's where she's from. That's where she's always got her biggest vote in the past. And now it's a question of how many of those voters are still there after Katrina. The estimate so far is that maybe there's been a net loss of 50,000 more Democrats than Republicans. And that may not mean much in an election where 2 million people are going to vote, but 50,000 votes was Mary Landrieu's margin of victory in her last election.
Well, Mary Landrieu's running a TV ad. You see John Kennedy campaign buttons flipping across the table. Let's take a listen.
Look out. Spinning and flipping. John Kennedy ran for attorney general as a Democrat and lost. Ran for governor and quit. Ran for Senate and conservatives called Kennedy a liberal Democrat. He loses.
Kennedy, I'm trying to figure out who Mary Landrieu is appealing to with this ad.
I think she's just trying to make fun out of John Kennedy and show that he's kind of a flake, or that he doesn't have strong convictions. I don't know how well that's really going to hit home in Louisiana, because it's not unheard of in state politics for candidates to change parties even on the day they qualify or while they're in office. So I don't know that that's something that people are really going to hold against John Kennedy.
There's a John Kennedy ad running there. You see him walking to work, carrying a brown bag lunch. He bends down and picks up a penny off the ground. Here's a bit of that.
While some politicians spend money like it's going out of style, one leader is so tight, he squeaks. His wise investments earned Louisiana taxpayers $1.4 billion. His frugal debt management.
So this is John Kennedy, the fiscal conservative.
Yes, and this is his first commercial, and I think he's trying to, introduce himself to people who don't know him. I think he's running against Washington. That's a lot of his message, and that he wants to introduce more fiscal conservative into government.
Now, in the presidential race, polls there in Louisiana show John McCain with a double-digit lead. How much of a factor do you think that'll be in the Senate race?
Well, it could be a tricky situation for Mary Landrieu. She has endorsed Obama and is co-hosting a fundraiser in Washington. She has to rely on a large number of voters kind of splitting their vote, voting for to put McCain in the White House and to keep her on the Senate Appropriations Committee. The Democrats and Republicans are a lot closer in Louisiana than they are on a national scene. So I think she's trying to take advantage of that with state voters. And a lot of state voters understand that, but there's a lot of others who, they're not happy with Washington, and this is a vote to vote against it.
Well, John McGinnis, thanks a lot.
Glad to do it, Melissa. Thank you.
John McGinnis writes the newsletter Law Politics. He spoke with us from Baton Rouge.